This is Keith Pisani of KeithPisaniMinistries.com. Did you ever notice how society allows people to use the name of God yet frowns on the public mention of Jesus? It's nothing new. It's happened before. As the songwriter said, there must be something about that name. 700 years before the birth of Christ, God, through his prophet, wrote in Isaiah chapter 45, verses 22 and 23, "Look unto me and be saved, for I am God and there is no other. I have sworn by myself, and the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness for this cause, that unto me every knee shall bow and every tongue proclaim that Jehovah Yahweh is God." Do the words of Isaiah sound familiar? They should. These same words were quoted by Paul in the New Testament, with one significant difference in Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. That God has highly exalted him and has given him a name above all others, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is God. Who is the God of Isaiah 45, 22 and 23? The prophet used the name Jehovah. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 10, in quoting Isaiah 45, 22, and 23, what name was substituted in the place of Jehovah? Jesus. If the wording of two passages is the same with one exception, that the name Jesus is substituted in the place of Jehovah, then Paul realized what we must acknowledge, that Jesus Christ is God. He is Jehovah God, yesterday, today, and forever. Since Old Testament Jehovah is New Testament Jesus, should even a politically correct society keep us from mentioning the one name that God uses as his own, Jesus? In his book, Mere Christianity, the popular Christian author C.S. Lewis addressed society's sensitivities when he wrote, "I am trying here to prevent anyone from saying the really foolish thing that people often say about Jesus, that I am ready to accept Jesus as a great moral teacher, but I don't accept his claim to be God. That is the one thing we must not say. A man who was merely a man and said the sort of things Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher. He would either be a lunatic on a level with a man who says he is a poached egg, or else he'd be the devil of hell." Then Lewis added, "You must make your choice. Either this man was and is the Son of God, or else a madman or something worse. You can shut him up for a fool. You can spit at him and kill him as a demon. Or you can fall at his feet and call him Lord and God. But let us not come with any patronizing nonsense about him being merely a great human teacher. He has not left that option open to us. He did not intend to." Who is God to you? The Bible says he is Jesus. And since one day every knee will bow, why not honor Jesus today by mentioning and worshiping his name?